Please be quiet, Sarah. Everyone is named Sarah tonight. Welcome to the Mipoesius reading series that happens here at Staying Bar. Tonight we have three wonderful gentlemen with us. We have Adam Field, Matt Henriksen, and Christopher Stackhouse. We're going to start off with Adam Field. He is a poet, musician, and critic. His chapbook, Posit, is forthcoming from Ducey Press. He's released four albums, which I think he has a couple here with him tonight, including two spoken word collections, Raw Rainy Fog and Virtual Pinball Madam Psychosis. He edits the blog journal PFS Post and the blog Stoning the Devil. He has work in Jacket, Rain Taxi, Blazevox, a whole list of things that I'm not going to share with you. I'm sure you can just find him all over the place online. He's a magnum cum laude graduate of the University of Pennsylvania, and he also holds an MFA in poetry from New England College and is a PhD candidate at Temple University in Philly, which is where he's traveled from tonight. So please give a round of applause to Adam Field.
I'm going to start off with a poem that's kind of like my theme song poem. And this is called Pigs and Planes. I don't believe in poetry. It's a slant that wavers around different patches of sky, or mud chucked on slats of a sty. Or it could be the pig or the plane, farmer or pilot, pork chop industrialist, air traffic controller. The one thing it isn't is itself. To say poetry is a rank offense, post-misdemeanor, sub-felony, the sort of sin credulous people pray against. Pigs you can believe in, and skies. Planes you can believe in, and skies. I don't believe in poetry. This is from a series of poems that are called Beams, and they all share certain formal characteristics. This poem is called Solipsist. Are you serious, fucking, bent over bars, malt heavens, bubbles bumping bedposts, breakage, sweating mug, street lake seashells, last night around your waist, you're knotted, not what you did. Pressed to the city's dry ice, deep down the throat of a solipsist. This poem came out in Ocho, which is the print publication of Mipoesius, and this is called Creep. I'm inclined to play creep with a bagel. Off-white dough gets kneaded. Black-shirted, blue-jeaned greenhorns. Indented floors absorb sponge light. Looks for line riches, coffee-crucial cafes. Leg strokes render you from his palm, in paisley like an Oregon farmer. Plows couldn't be more shared as you leave me, hardly. Knock-kneed. This poem, I feel, is somewhat appropriate. I wrote this, I used to live in New York for about a year, and I got really burned out in New York, as people tend to do sometimes, and I left New York. And the day before I left New York, I sat on the campus of Columbia, right outside the Columbia Library, and I wrote this poem. And this is called Icarus in New York. If Icarus fell out of the sky and landed in Times Square, miraculously, so as not to damage his body, would anyone whirl to witness the event? Shorn of melted wings, would he take to begging among the petty merchants and hustlers? Would he find his feet and run, sprinting down Fifth Ave in a headlong push towards oblivion, or jump off Empire State, a suicidal victim of his own need to fly? Perhaps he'd make peace with the poverty of winglessness and apply for work in the New York Public Library. Perhaps he'd take an apartment in Chelsea, furnish it Rococo. Perhaps he'd run for office, become a private pilot, take his sons on flights over the ocean, heedless of the sun's rage, remembering only promise. This one is really, really, really old. I wrote this when Bill Clinton was still president. I wrote it in State College, Pennsylvania. And the poem is called Disappear. The bleached blonde shook the two white bowls together, one atop the other, making a Caesar salad. Another bleached blonde, my girlfriend, watched me watching this meticulous process, dug her engine red nails into the sweet secrecy of my inner thigh, saying wordlessly, "If you think that's a good trick, you should see me disappear sometime." This one is called A Feast of Halloweens. Tragedy! Scotty's phlegm-hocking grandpa keeled over like a rogue potato sack, clutching white-sheeted arm, 1981. Farce! Gauche attempt at high-heeled androgyny. Yours truly, pearl string donated by pill-popping Becky, State College, 1995. Drama, gang of us assailed by Marlboro smoking thugs outside Cheltenham Recreation Center, evoking bad Clint Eastwood imitation, 1989. Comedy, entire front porch railing collapsed into weedy West Philly yard under pressure from drunken crew of goblins, 1999. Coming of age, nice Jewish boy watches flaming crew strut through midnight screening of Rocky Horror, South Street, 1991. Romance, feel of Amy's head against suited shoulder, following Ouija board nightmare and too much fruit punch, 1988. Epic, shooting pedestrians with water guns, schlepping actual electric guitar around, up all night nitrous intoxicated, 1992. Documentary, you just saw it, though once with camera I did catch Josh Lowe in boxing gloves, punching a wall, 1987. This one I'll dedicate to Christopher Stackhouse because I know he's really into visual art. This is my poem to Mark Rothko, and the poem is short and it's called Red Life. Mark Rothko came to me in a dream and said, "Each color chunk is a way of life. You must choose. I'm wearing a red sweater. That's my choice. Anything not to be bloodless." Do maybe like three more or something like that. I guess that would fill up the time. This one is on my CD called Virtual Pinball Madame Psychosis, and I wrote it in collaboration with the great Swedish poet Lars Palm, who some of you might have seen his work around. So me and Lars wrote this poem, and it's called Hell In. There's a she across the street who cooks butternut squash soup, an I and a he. One really wonders. Sometimes she's seen in the window stroking her pussy. It could jump out the window. Nothing would change. 20 feet of air divides us. She could be painted abstractly. I've done it. Rhythmic brushstrokes, swirling pink for her pussy. He hung it. He's hung. I hung around eating her butternut squash. What kind of composition is this? So two more. This poem is featured on Odeo, I think it's called, which is one of the branches of Mi Poesias Online. Me reading this poem. And this poem is called Becky Grace. It's woven into her, that polo shirt. She might even fuck with it. Not we, post-we, or sub-we, but just pseudo, quasi-air shots. Nothing with self in it. Nothing implying discrete boundaries. Becky isn't bounded or has boundlessness woven into her. Polo shirts are what they are, remain so. If I say objective correlative, I bring string into it so that Becky might be strung up. I don't deny a literal element or that Becky might stay in. All I mean is, between us, there's more than us. That's what I'm getting at. It's woven into me. I'm going to try and find an appropriate poem to close with here. If I can. All right, this is a good closer. This is another rather old poem, but I take it out periodically and I present it to people because I think it's funny. And the poem is called Clean. I gave myself an enema the other day, took some antibiotics, thought to myself, this is really the poet's place in the world. Not sitting in some pasture, not smoking in some bar, not fucking someone lovely, not courting gods or Jesus. No, the poet's place is kneeling down, naked, with something or other stuck up his ass, in a desperate attempt to get clean. Thank you. If anyone is interested in a spoken word CD, I have some. The Virtual Pinball Man of Psychosis. So thank you very much.
Please take 1 minute to get a new drink from Sophia, and then prepare to hear Matt Henriksen in 1 minute. Thank you.